Alas, my friends, 2021 has swiftly come to an end. In some instances with a bit of drama, and in others quite subdued and low-key. One way or the other, we invariably must make way for a new year with new beginnings, a new start to life in another form or fashion that we hope will bring us the benefit and success we failed to accomplish in the old year. So many resolutions, so many dreams and visions, plans that may or may not be realized. But firstly, one must be honest with one's self and ask two questions. One, what can I do differently? And two, how? Simplicity must be the key to unlock the truism of change. It is the simple things that will have the most impact. Maybe you ended the year trying too hard. You need to know when to let up. Maybe a little more time spent with family is what it will take to make the difference. Maybe it is your tone of voice that distorted your communication. Or maybe a little more compassion and empathy shown in some instances could have gotten to you more support as a leader. I do not know what your sore points were last year, but I do know that for 2022, they must be gone, removed, and replaced by something more engaging and emotionally rewarding. My year began with virus-like symptoms. And like so many, my wife and I had to endure some mandatory quarantine. I can tell you it was no picnic. We both lost smell and taste and spent specific time self-medicating with directives from a family practitioner. This was never in our planning. And so it reminded us how the best laid plans can be derailed in a heartbeat. We valued our lives and existence a little more, realizing that the onset of COVID-19 is not a death sentence on anyone, but rather a test of our resolve and resilience as humans. We recognize more how to take, not to take anything or anyone for granted, that people are people everywhere and time and chance become it everyone. We are better now, thank God. But there were moments when we both felt the strains of doubt and uncertainty. This feeling can create depression and hopelessness because you want the discomfort to end and the pain to subside. My throat was sore for 4 long days. On day 5, I had enough and cried bitterly as a baby whilst asking God to bring some semblance of closure to the symptoms. It appears as though they were winning. What we soon recognized was that you need to have a strong will and mindset and a deep belief that this too shall pass. In the meantime, manage yourself as best as you can, finding activities to shift your focus from what you were feeling. I started doing Sudoku and writing poems and reading new books. They all helped a great deal. Of course, our undeniable faith and trust in the hope of an awesome God brought much comfort and relief. We were songed in the thought that He would not allow us more than we could endure, and a way of escape was inevitable. So season 2 of my podcast will be late. A few episodes had to be canceled, but we are on our way to planning and replanning. It has become quite necessary. A new year, my friend, requires a new focus, a new point of reference, a new source of repositioning, maybe a new collaboration. Whatever needs to be done, just do it. Don't punish yourself for the failures of last year. Reward yourselves for effort, find new horizons to pursue, seek a new path to embark upon or follow. It is a new year, and it begs for new beginnings. This is your partner in growth and development, new and in love, Andy C. God bless you. Until next time, take care now. Godspeed.